KX, mobile.
You're interrupting my gun smoke.
Whatever will we do?
How you doing today, Patrick? N0TR.
I'm doing good. Just finishing up lunch. Met the Snap-on guy and we had lunch today.
Enemy, huh? Well, I heard you and Dave talking earlier, but I was getting ready to go mobile, and the time I got down the stairs and got out, you had already got to your next stop, I guess. Then I heard a fella down in Malden. I thought it was ZEW, but I thought he said his name was Dan. I've heard him before, but I couldn't pull him out. Three Peter Scratchy.
Scratchy today. You're not here on Wayhampton.
Now, I ran down to Lowe's. I have a 5-gallon bucket here. You know, you've seen that I water the chickens with, and one of them had a leak in it, so I changed it out, and I have those screw-on lids. They're two parts. One part hooks to the 5-gallon bucket, and the other part just screws into it. I cannot get that bottom part off. I tried everything, even a pry bar. It really ticks me off. So I went down there to get one, and naturally it's a discontinued item, and they didn't have any.
This afternoon when I come by, I can help you get it off. We'll see what we can do.
Burn like me, but I'd appreciate it. We can give it a try anyways. I was thinking of just cutting the bucket up one piece at a time and working my way up to it, but I won't do that. And give you a try at it. You're much stronger. And it's just a nicety. I can use the regular blue lids, but I think they'd be kind of hard to get off compared to this screw lid. It's a no-leak lid for guys that use them for paint buckets. But it just, man, it's on there. When it goes down on it, it just snaps down on top of it. Well, it's a pretty day out, at least. We started out at 32 this morning.
The house this morning at 4:30, it was still above freezing, but still had a ways to go before we got to the coldest part of the day.
Yeah, everything around here was white this morning. My neighbor always look at his roof, and it's black, and it was white. So it was pretty darn chilly out there. But I haven't gone out and gathered eggs yet. But we got plenty, Patrick, so we're set for you on that.
N4AZE. Hey, Duke. Well, I appreciate that, Tom. I will be by. I don't know exactly what time, but I have to, couple stops I have to make this afternoon. I gotta meet Dave to get him some gloves.
I'm not going anywhere. Go ahead, N4ZAE, I think it was. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. I'm talking to Patrick.
Good afternoon, too. This is Dude. I'm in Easley. I was just gonna ask Patrick, you're picking that trailer up tomorrow, right? From, Joey? Afternoon, or when do you think you're doing it?
Come down first thing in the morning.
I got the stuff here. I need to get it over there to the trailer then. Vicky's not around. I'm blocked in. The guys are cutting the yard. What time does he close?
Around 4 o'clock.
Before then, somehow then. We've got a few little boxes to throw on there.
If not, let me know. Maybe I can meet you in the morning after I pick it up.
Tomorrow or something?
My day, office day, so I use it to run errands and stuff like that. So that's why I say I'll come down early in the morning, because he opens at 6, so I'm trying to meet him there then and grab the trailer and head on. But if you need me to hang around a little bit, I can.
Let's see when Vicky gets, when she's at the grocery store. And we got our yard people, they block our driveway. She can't even get in yet till she gets back. So I don't know what time it is now. What is it, around 2? find out here in just a little bit. I'll touch base. You'll be by the radio, right?
So you can just keep trying. I'll keep an ear out for it.
Something out, and I'll be back with you.
Well, Tom, dude, I am backing into my next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. And, Tom, I will see you and Miss Bernice this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
KO4 HKX.
Name. Did you want to catch Patrick? I'll just drop this right quick.
No, it's okay. He's busy. I'll catch up with him later. No big deal.
That's the way we're working. And then for AZE, was you the one that called me from Malden this morning?
I was. This is Dude in Easley.
Okay, Dude. Well, somebody called me this morning when I was mobile, but the repeater's been misbehaving, and maybe because of the wind today or something. I don't know, but nice to meet you anyways, Dude, and unless you got something else, I'll pass it over to Dave and then sign out of here. I got to go out and visit the girls, or chickens.
Good to meet you, and you guys go ahead, and I'll jump back on here in just a little bit. Finish your gun smoke. See you later. N4AZE.
Did you want anything else? 0TR. Clear.
What do you mean, KB2HXS?
HXS. No, sir. I was just trying to see if you had anything else you wanted to say in there.
No, sorry about that. The wife called in as I was keying up the radio.
Hope you're having a good day out there and helping folks. And Patrick and them had some kind of business involving helping other folks, I think. Doesn't really matter. It was more important than what I had to say. I was just telling Patrick he could stop by after a while.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to... I'm running around like a maniac to try and get people's units up and running. I got to order parts for this one, too. But, yeah, it's been a little crazy this morning. Cold weather hit, and bam, my phone went off.
And I guess you'd say he'd hate to have to work for a living, as we used to say, Dave. Well, I just wondered if you was experiencing any difficulty getting parts. Bernice heard that... something on the news about these truckers were having to take alternate routes in order to bring in supplies down here, and they get out there, for example, on 8. It takes them about 3 hours longer instead of their normal route, so of course that increases their costs, and that cost is reflected in their labor and their fuel and all that, and guess who winds up with that cost?
Oh, I understand completely. Yeah, it's pretty rough out there right now. Pretty rough, trust me. I wouldn't want to be a truck driver right now.
I wouldn't either. I went and got my CDL back in the 80s, and I got everything but hazmat. And, I just didn't see any reason to go through that. And then they check you real close on that, which they should. But when I come down here, I couldn't pass a medical, and I didn't want it anyways, you know, after I retired. But yeah, those guys, that's not an easy life.
Over 20-some years, trust me. But, yeah, after 9-11, I switched off of household. I was a bed bugger. Then I went to hauling freight for about a year. Then I had to go get my my hazmat. So I did have my hazmat, but when I went back to household, I let the hazmat go.
Yeah, a lot closer on it as I remember. That's why I didn't want to bother with it, because I just wanted it for my resume. And occasionally, we had to move stuff that if somebody wasn't available. I could do it there at the plant I worked at for 32 years.
Oh, yeah, when you get your hazmat boy there, I tell you what, they do a background check and everything. Oh, absolutely. You know, it took a little while to get, but Oh, yeah. No, I gave up the house, and I gave up all of that. I don't even have my CDL anymore. I gave it up when I came off the road. Because, you know, if you have your CDL, even if you drive your personal vehicle, you're still under the same scrutiny and laws. Doesn't matter what you drive. It's that license that you carry that really, you know, can really beat you up a little bit with, you know, if you get a ticket or whatever.
No, you didn't. Like for a DUI or something, I remember you just got one chance and you were out, as I remember. I've never had I've only had three tickets in my life, and two of them was on motorcycles. And the other one was for turning left off of Broadway in Pittsburgh, Kansas at 10:30 at night when there wasn't any traffic up there anyways. But it was a new cop, so it cost me $8. Big ticket. But thank God, knock on wood, I don't want any more. But, yeah, they should be scrutinized very carefully because they haul some dangerous stuff. Well, I didn't know you drove truck, Dame. That's very commendable. What'd you call that, a bed bugger?
KB2HXSRID. Yeah, I was they call it a bed bugger, but I was a mover. I worked for Allied Van Lines for a long time. And Allied stands for a lot of love in every driver. I'd tell the other meaning another day.
Using a moving thing to come down here, but it was going to be, God, I can't remember now. It's been 14 years ago. I think it would have been like 10 grand or something. And so we rented box trucks, and the daughter drove one, and I pulled a trailer, an old trailer, not very big, and drove our vehicles down here. Oh, the other daughter and son-in-law helped load, and it was quite a deal to move, but I just couldn't afford that much just to move. It's not cheap.
Oh, I know. Well, I did it for a lot of years. I was an owner-operator, so my last truck before I got out of it was a 2002 Kenworth T600, and that was a nice truck. Set up with a 34/6E Caterpillar, 13-speed and 355 rears. That was a nice truck. I missed that truck.
Horsepower. Well, they really got some nice ones now, and with the camper or whatever you call it on the back of them. Some of them's quite beautiful, but I don't know, that'd be a lonely life and a hard life, and especially hard on the wife and kids and that. About like being in the military.
Well, yeah, I mean, I ran the East Coast mainly, you know, New York, Florida, Texas, Chicago. I didn't really go on the West Coast too much at all. But yeah, it was a life, definitely a life.
You're out of it, Dave. That is a rough go. I guess they do a lot better now as far as wages go and all. But thankfully, I didn't have to do it for a living, and most of my life was always maintenance. And, well, it always was maintenance. Put it that way. my luck was 32 years at the first plant that had been in business 125 years. And then I went to a printing plant, and I worked there for a year, and an efficiency expert come in, and he got 9 of us laid off. And then, what was the next place? I went to a wheel plant for 4 years, and they shut it down during the depression on the automobile industry and sent it to Mexico, and it'd been there for 20-some years, and I wanted to retire there and just a couple more, and finally ended up working at a hospital for a year, and then I got retired. But I just soon stayed at the same place that I was at 32 years, but I didn't have much control over that.
Oh, I hear you. Now, right now I kind of control my own wages, you know, which is kind of nice. You know, the only boss I have is the one I'm married to. and that's okay.
Well, I admire that greatly, and it's just like Patrick. He's just a good man and a hard-working man, and we really enjoy talking to him now and then. And same goes for you out there, doing what you do, and helps a lot of people out, and it keeps them from a little bit of price gouging. shoot. But anyways, kudos to you, Dave.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys are fun to talk to, and as far as the price gouging, I don't really want to discuss that here too much, for the fear of some kickback, but yeah, I try and do the right thing. That's all I can do.
Well, you're reasonable. There's nothing wrong with that. But you got to make a living, too. Well, Dave, I'll let you go. I got to go visit with more important folks, the girls, and there's 10 of them. Not many people got 10 girls, but if I don't gather their eggs, they're going to get very unhappy with me. Take care and have a great day. Now be clear with your final KB2HSX and 0TR.
Oh, you're going to go hang out with some chicks, huh? Have a good day, Tom. N0TR, KB2HSX, 73.